You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When a child who has grown up speaking a language other than English comes to school, that youngster is going to be sitting in English-only classrooms, being mainstreamed into the English language and the culture. So how does this English-all-the-time approach affect those students? That question hit home for linguist Teresa Satterfield. She's an associate professor of Spanish at the University of Michigan and founder of a program called En Nuestra Lengua. It's a Saturday Spanish school and a whole lot more. Teresa Satterfield is with us now, and we have two of the students of En Nuestra Lengua, her son, Angel Zulueta Benqui, who is 10, and 8-year-old Caitlin Dick Ruiz, 8 years old, full of energy. All right. Nice to have you both with us. Teresa, what drove you to create this program?
My inspiration for En Nuestra Lengua is both professional and personal. So professionally, as you said, I'm a linguist, and my work centers on bilingual language acquisition. I'm fascinated with how young kids manage to acquire and organize in their mind, their brain, two or more languages. And so hopefully we'll see these kids grow up to be functioning bilingual adults. And I say hopefully because what happens in the U.S. is that usually kids aren't supported in the home language. So they never really learn how to develop it in terms of reading and writing in that language. And if they don't learn to use it at a very high level, then they eventually lose it.
It becomes stunted.
Exactly.
It does. So how does that all English, all the time approach that the schools will take affect these kids who are home Spanish speakers?
We can start with the linguistic features. As you said, it stunts them, and it's really hard for them to kind of pick up the pieces. And even though superficially they might be sounding like they're speaking English, they really don't have the foundation of English. And so what we see usually by third or fourth grade is that they're slipping. And there's a very real phenomenon called the Latino Academic Achievement Gap, the lag, because this affects Latinos more than any other ethnic or racial group in the U.S.
Why is that?
They don't have the foundation in their first language, which is pulled out. And then on top of that, they're being asked to learn English and to make these sounds and to create this kind of representation that they never really learned at home or as a young child.
It's like the cake doesn't get baked.
Exactly. It's never really sticking for them. And so actually Latino kids, a lot of them start dropping out in kindergarten, because the other thing that happens with English all the time, they don't feel like they're really a part of the community, and they begin to internalize that their language and culture isn't valued or isn't as important. And once those kind of things start happening, we see these kind of identity crises happening. And by high school, these kids are lost. And so we know that last year, over 1 million Hispanic kids dropped out of high school. That's by far the largest amount of any other group.
But to combat those statistics, you've built this program called En Nuestra Lengua. And En Nuestra Lengua means?
It means in our language.
All right. So let's find out what happens for 3 hours on Saturdays at Ba Elementary. Angel, let's start with you. You've been through this for a few years. You're just at the end now because you're 10. So what kind of difference does it make for you if you've been sitting at a math lesson on Thursday and it's in English, and then you come in on Saturday and that teacher is speaking Spanish? What's it do for you being able to kind of get what it's about?
Well, first, it makes it better for me to understand, because Spanish I learned first, and I didn't learn English till I was 4. Also, what it helps is that Spanish school is more energetic, because when I hear the teacher, sometimes I just hear it like Charlie Brown, and the teacher saying, mwah, 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 mwah. But in Spanish school, they're really active and try to get everybody involved. And I think it's better for me to learn, and I learn more stuff. Like, at first, I didn't know how to do long division. And then I looked at how they did in the school, and I said, oh, that's how you do it.
Isn't it great when the light goes on? You're like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Caitlin, what do you like about going on Saturday morning?
I like all the fun activities, like on holidays and stuff.
And what's it like when you're sitting in a class and everybody in the class is speaking Spanish?
Pretty easy for me, since I spoke, my first word was in Spanish, ever.
So it feels right.
Yeah.
What about you, Angel? How did you find as you went through? What grade are you in now?
I'm in fifth grade.
Okay, so what were those earlier years like?
Well, preschool, that's the year that I learned English. And one funny story is that the teacher said, come on, guys, go to the carpet. And I just went looking for my folder because in Spanish, carpeta means folder. And then it was like, Angel, come over here. And I was like, what they say? Kindergarten, I knew more Spanish. I mean, English. And then it was easier for me. There was this kid, he came in first grade. I helped him a lot in first grade. And he started to speak English and he could understand people. But then in second grade, he needed to understand more. So then I was starting to help him. He was understanding fine. We were making progress until the teacher said, you know what? You guys can't speak Spanish. And then I was like, what? I'm trying to help him. And then he said, no, no Spanish period or else no recess for 1 month. Mm. And he didn't learn as quickly.
Yeah. It's probably tough trying to make it both work. Do you feel like going to and Nuestra Lengua has helped you just kind of make it work better as you go back to school Monday through Friday?
Yes, it gives me more confidence both academically and socially. And it also has helped me in the long term that when I graduated from the last part, then you got to volunteer in the classrooms. I had more experience to, like, help kids that are littler and being more like a teacher.
Yeah, just like you were trying to do when you got scolded in second grade.
You
wanted to be a helper. Joessa, what's the purpose of En Nuestra Lengua as you see it?
First, let me tell you that the program serves kids between the ages of 4 and 10, so preschool to about 5th grade. And the kids go through a regular school day. It's an academic program, so they learn science, math, language arts, but we do it all in Spanish. We're paralleling the curriculum that they would receive in their daily school, but we do it in Spanish. And the benefit is that we know that learning these skills in Spanish reinforces their Spanish, of course, because these are all native speakers of Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. So they have the bases in Spanish, but we give them academic skills in Spanish. From our research, we know that this actually catapults their English skills as well. Also, it's a way for their parents to be able to support the child because now the child has vocabulary to say, well, I'm not really understanding these math problems. The child knows how to say add, subtract, divide in Spanish, and that kind of helps the parents, guides them so that parents can also say, oh, so now I understand what you're doing in your regular school and also in the Saturday school.
So what I'm hearing is this effort that you've got with En Nuestra Lengua is to bake the cake, if you will, in Spanish and also in English, because they're going to come back into these classrooms and it's going to gel more for them in the English. And you're starting at such a young age that as the work gets more challenging, they're going to be able to rise to it.
Precisely.
In both languages.
Precisely. And so we like to say that we're creating the contributors of the future. These are students who are highly functional in math, in science, in reading, in two languages, right? They already have the building blocks. And so all they need is the support to maintain Spanish, and we help them do the rest. And of course, they have this cultural confidence because they know that they have a community that supports them, that's behind them. And on Saturdays, they see their friends and students like Angel who have passed through our program. They also help volunteer in the classrooms and they have a book club as well. So they stay in the community. They're reading books like The Hunger Games or other books, but in Spanish, and then having meaningful conversation with their peers.
You're giving them the tools to have a foot planted firmly in each world.
Exactly.
How does being bilingual, kids who know two languages, what does that do for their brains?
We know that bilingual brains are different. Functionally and structurally, they're not like monolingual brains. And they may give us an advantage in the sense that maybe we are able to process information more quickly. Maybe we can multitask better as bilinguals. Maybe we're more creative because we have dexterity. You're able to manipulate words and languages and thoughts in ways that monolinguals just don't have the repertoire to do, right? And so these bilingual advantages, of course, we understand that everyone wants that for their child. Mm-hmm. But these are kids who already have a kind of a foothold on that because they grew up with Spanish already in the home. And we see, sadly, in the community that a lot of times they're not supported to maintain the bilingualism, even though for other kids who are coming into Spanish as second language learners, there are multiple access to immersion programs, dual language, bilingual schools that in effect, are shutting out the native Spanish speakers who already have a pathway to being bilingual, if we could just support them a little more.
Could this program you've created be taken and used for other cultures and other languages?
Right. And, you know, this is the whole thing. The reason we wanted to put together a program like En Nuestra Lengua is because when we were researching this and doing a pilot, I actually visited ethnic cultural schools of other communities, Chinese school or Japanese school. That there are a lot of communities that have like a Saturday educational, cultural component, right, for their children. Hebrew schools, not
Greek,
on Saturdays, but so many communities, even here in the southeastern Michigan area. But we couldn't find a Spanish-speaking school, a Latino school. And to this day, there's nothing quite like En Nuestra Lengua in the U.S. So we get calls from people throughout the country asking us, please come replicate this program, do a satellite program.
What would it take to do that?
Well, we'd have to scale up, and I'd have to win the lottery probably because funding is the main issue probably. But in the end, we look for grants and we seek funders that will help support this vision. The problem is that we serve 150 kids. That's what our resources allow us to do. And they come from everywhere across Michigan. We have families who drive 2.5 hours from Kalamazoo to come on Saturdays, right? At the other border, Grosse Pointe, Flint. And then we have families that cross the state line. They live in Toledo or nearby in Ohio, and they're coming on Saturdays. And this year, sadly, we turned away at 200 additional kids. And we know, of course, that this program is effective. And even here in our local area, administrators and teachers tell us that they can always tell a child who's gone through the Spanish school, as they call it, because this is a child with a lot of confidence and pride in their work.
Teresa, thank you so much for sharing your work with us again. Teresa Satterfield, who's an associate professor of Spanish at the University of Michigan and founder of En Nuestra Lengua, a Saturday Spanish school, and a whole lot more. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And also special thanks to Angel and Caitlin for coming in and telling us what it's like to be in those Saturday morning classes at Bay Elementary. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Gracias, which means thank you in Spanish.
Caitlin, you are something.